T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan on The Fan.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan. Actually, it's 10:03, almost 10:04. Beningo and Roberts in the midday on a Monday morning. 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. Of course, the 1 o'clock, Maggie and Bart will come your way. Edouard Zuman, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses. You know where, only at ShopRite. A forever game last night, game 2 of the ALCS Yankees-Astros. And the Astros come back, Correa with the game-winning home run in the 11th inning off of Jay Happ to even the series at one game apiece, bro. Your thoughts as we head to game 3 tomorrow?
They didn't hit.
Yeah, and we got to start it. There. That's pretty much it.
And we'll get to pretty every move it. Aaron Boone made, the good ones, the bad ones, right. The ones that tick us off.
Just made another pitching change.
Sure, sure. And we saw the same thing from A.J. Hinch, especially with the way he managed that 11th inning. But the New York Yankees blew an opportunity to go up 2-0 in this series and take a stranglehold in this series. Because they couldn't hit. Because outside of Aaron Judge's two-run home run in the fourth inning against Verlander, outside of that, they didn't hit. And sometimes they were hitting in a bad luck. Sometimes DJ LeMahieu was hitting a line drive right at Carlos Correa. And sometimes the ball was coming off of the bat, and in the middle of August, it would be a home run.
Right, no doubt about it.
In the middle of June, it would be a home run.
There was a couple balls I thought were out. You're 100% right about that.
I always think back to a game that the Mets played earlier this year where Todd Frazier hit a home run that should have been a fly ball about 10 feet in front of the warning track. And anytime
was that the ball he hit one-handed to the right field?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah.
Anytime you see Aaron Judge smoke run a right field, or Didi Gregorius smoke run a right field, or in the Astros case, Carlos Correa drove one to deep center field in the sixth, and those balls don't get out, I think it's obvious to everybody something's going on. Something's a little bit different.
There has even been talk that the baseballs have changed now for the playoffs.
It looks that way.
Yeah, there is this theory out there that could be.
Well,
to be honest, my
eyes tell me that's the case.
Well, I mean, the Cardinals certainly they haven't got a hit yet, have they?
Yeah.
Well, They're
still looking for it.
Right.
But that's the short story answer to what happened in game 2.
No, you're right. 100% right. Yep.
And, look, they didn't have as many opportunities as the Astros did. This would have been an out-and-out disaster for the Astros if they lost.
Oh, God, yeah.
Not only are you going down 0-2 back to New York.
But Verlander, too. A game Verlander starts.
Sure, you got to win those games. But they had a million opportunities. The Yankees' opportunity after the sixth inning, when Brett Gardner hit a hard-hit sinking line drive to Altuve that he booted, and Phil Nevin sent DJ LeMahieu and Carlos Correa magically got to the baseball, made a perfect throw. After that, what opportunity did the Yankees have until the 11th inning? They had nothing.
Yep.
They didn't have a lot of chances.
Yep, you're right.
And to that play in the sixth inning, I don't blame Phil Nevin.
I'm sending him, too. I'm sending him. I didn't have an issue with it.
And there's
be aggressive there.
No doubt. There's a bunch of reasons why I would say that. Number one, you're facing Verlander. Runs are not easy.
Right.
And
number
two, if you look back at that play, if you want to go back and look at it, a lot of people have off day today. You got time on your hands. Look at where Correa was when that ball was loose, and look at where DJ was. Somehow Correa got to that baseball incredibly quick and then made a perfect throw. So I think sometimes you've got to force the issue, and it just didn't work. But the Yankees didn't hit. That's why they lost game 2. They didn't hit.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. No question about it.
Now, as far as this manager and general manager are concerned, because they are linked, these decisions are not just Aaron Boone, they're Brian Cashman.
By the way, I got to change this channel here by you.
What are we watching? Price is Right? Let's make a deal?
The Price is Wrong right now.
Yeah, change it.
I got to go find the thing. Go ahead.
All right. As far as Boone is concerned and Cashman is concerned, we can go back to Saturday night with Tanaka. That was disgraceful. I'm sorry. That's disgraceful because Masahiro Tanaka is different in October. I think we all understand that. Okay, he's a different pitcher in October. I think John Heyman even has to admit that. Now, everybody knows this now. He is a great postseason pitcher. So the New York Yankees decide to take him out because they don't like him facing guys third time around the order, because the numbers tell you he's not great against hitters third time around the order. Sweeney tells us guys become all-stars when they face Tanaka third time around the order. Where do they get those numbers? Where are those numbers based on? Oh, that's right. Those numbers are based on May and June and August. Those numbers don't mean anything. Tanaka is different in October.
I couldn't believe you lifted him after, what was it, 67 pitches on Saturday?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And he was cruising. I mean, it wasn't like, he was facing 2-3 guys on every inning.
No.
He was unbelievable.
They would have taken him out with a perfect game.
Yeah, no,
I'm
you're
convinced
right.
of that.
No, you're 100%
because
right.
they have it in their mind, Tanaka can't face guys third time around. And again, those numbers are based on things that happen in July.
Yep.
Who cares about July? Tanaka in October is different. We scream about this every 5 days. It's the same thing.
Yep,
the guy's a different pitcher.
No question about it. He's a big money pitcher, that guy.
But as far as last night was concerned, I loved. See, I'm going to give Boone a compliment now. I loved when he took Paxton out. I thought that was great.
Yeah, and it worked out. I mean, because, it was two guys on. What was it, the fourth inning?
It was the third inning.
Third inning, right.
He had given up back-to-back base hits to Michael Brantley and Altuve.
Yep.
He struggled through the second inning, gave up the RBI double to Correa.
Yep.
And he got through the first inning, but he wasn't great in the first inning either. He walked the leadoff hitter, got a huge double play, and Altuve hit a line drive right at somebody. But I thought Aaron Boone said, I'm going to learn from last year. I'm not messing around. I got this loaded bullpen. I don't want to let this game slip away. And I loved it. And you're right. It worked because Chad Green came in and did the job. I got the job done.
He was terrific, Chad Green.
And that comes to the next move.
And then he decides to pull him. What was it? One out in the inning when he pulled the Green out? Wasn't it one?
One out in
and
the fifth inning.
And he goes to Ottavino, who promptly gives up the home run to Springer to tie the game up.
Home run or not.
Promptly.
Home run or not. Why are you taking Chad Green out?
That made no sense to me there.
And
that to me, I understand the way Boone manages and all of that in the bullpen. And he's got his formula. To me, that was overmanaging. That's what it was.
Well, you know what it is to me? It's pre-scripting a game.
Right, that's what I mean.
And,
right, exactly right. Pre-scripting
it. Letting the game dictate that maybe
what
you should do something differently.
Yep.
Because, and there are many reasons why I would keep Chad Green in this game. Number one, he's retired 6 in a row.
Yep.
That's the obvious part.
Yep.
He's throwing the baseball really well. Number two, over the last month, Chad Green is better than Adam Ottavino. Over the last month.
Yes.
I'm not saying the whole season.
Yes.
Over the last month, it's not very close. Ottavino has been shaky. Chad Green's been awesome. Number three, when you use your bullpen as aggressively as Aaron Boone does, there is some good to it. You're getting the matchups that you want. You're getting through innings. But you leave yourself very vulnerable late in the game when you've used all your bullets, a la what happened in the 10th inning. All the bullets are gone. So now you've got to start to use bullets you're not very comfortable with, like CeCe Sabathia, like Jonathan Loaisiga,
like Jay Happ.
So every out is precious. So why not try to get more out of Chad Green? Why not? He's giving you no sign
he
should be taken out of this game.
No sign at all. Two flawless innings is what he gave you.
And to the contrary, because again, here's a compliment for Boone, because I think it works many, many different ways. He let Tommy Kahnle stay in the game, which he should have. Because he goes to Kahnle to get the strikeout on Yordan Alvarez, who's a mess, by the way. I mean, he is a mess right now. Kahnle pitches a 1-2-3 sixth inning, and I thought, boy, he's going to pull him. He got his 3-4 outs. Now he's going to go to Britain. And instead, he said, let me get aggressive. Let me see if I get three more from Tommy Kahnle. And he did. And he dominated. I mean, the seventh inning wasn't even close. So I like the way he stretched Kahnle. I hated the fact that he didn't try to get some more outs out of Chad Green. But because the Yankees couldn't score, and because they were so aggressive in using their bullpen, when Aroldis Chapman has to throw a million pitches in the ninth inning, they are left very vulnerable in the 10th inning with the arms that they could use.
Yeah, that's true. No question about that. No question about it. The advantage went to Houston after that. You're 100% right about that.
And I
would have never took Green out of the game at that point in time. I thought that was a mistake.
And it changes things.
And I was shocked when it was happening. I wasn't surprised by Paxton. I have to say I wasn't. He had, had Green warming up. Paxton was a little shaky. Okay, fine.
Sure.
But I would not have taken out of the game.
I mean, I love the Paxton thing because he is saying,
he wasted no time.
I'm not going to mess around. Now, the negative for James Paxton is this. James Paxton can't prove that he's Steven Strasburg or Jacob DeGrom in that, hey, I'm going to battle and get through five or six innings.
Right.
Because he isn't given that opportunity. Steven Strasburg in Game 5 against the Dodgers gave up 3 runs in the first 2
innings. I don't know if he's given anybody that opportunity in the starting rotation.
I agree with you.
Nobody. Nope. I mean, Tanaka wouldn't even got that opportunity.
I think Tanaka has the best chance to get more of an opportunity, but you're
maybe.
Right. You're right that in that situation with Tanaka, he may make that move too. And so forget Strasburg and DeGrom. They're recent examples for the Yankee fan, Andy Pettitte. Andy Pettitte used to put guys on base all the time,
all
sometimes
the time.
In the playoffs, and he would fight through innings.
Yep, yep.
So you are eliminating Paxton having that opportunity to do it, but I understand why you do it. It's a 1-0 game. You're facing Justin Verlander. Runs are precious. You've got a really good loaded bullpen. You got to keep the game close. There's two on. There's one out. Alex Bregman's up. I get it. I understand it. I like that move. I like that aggressiveness.
Yep, yep.
And again, I think Boone is learning from what happened last year in the playoffs where he wasn't aggressive enough in pulling guys like CeCe Sabathia and Luis Severino. But the green thing I thought was a mistake. But overall, that's not why they lost the game. They lost the game because they couldn't hit. That was what cost them in 2017.
No doubt about it. Couldn't hit. That's the bottom line.
When they played the Astros in 2017, they played the four games in Houston.
Yep.
They scored three runs
yep.
in
yep.
four games.
Yep.
Now, obviously, they wiped that away in game one. They put up seven runs.
Which was a huge win. I mean, it gets lost in the fact that they lost last night. But coming out like they did in game one, Tanaka's brilliant. Gleyber has a huge game. Even Stanton hits a home run in the game. Yeah, that was a huge win to at least take the home field advantage away now.
Well, yeah.
Now, I don't know if they're going to win three games at the stadium. I would say they probably are not. But, I mean, it certainly was huge to get that win in Houston, where at least now you know, hey, we can win in Houston now.
Yeah.
If we have to come back here for, let's say we got to win a game seven.
Then. Yeah. Hey, we talked
which
about
I think
this.
It's going to come down to, by the way.
We talked about this on Friday, how that game one, compared to most other game ones, had more importance for the New York Yankees because
no
of
doubt about it.
What they were facing in game two and three and because who you had on the mound.
Yep.
You
yep.
had the starting pitching edge in
you
game one
did.
Of this series.
No doubt about it. I'll take Tanaka every day of the week in a big game over Greinke.
No doubt. And
every
let me,
time.
Let me say this about Zach Greinke.
Every time.
Zach Greinke was not terrible in this
no.
game.
No, he
okay?
was,
it wasn't.
No.
He wasn't. I mean, he was. If the Astros score runs for him, we look at six innings, three runs, and say,
right.
boy, the guy did his job.
Right,
the
right,
problem
right,
is,
right.
Tanaka was so unbelievable. Masahiro Tanaka deserves so much credit for the story he is writing as an October pitcher. This is surreal now watching him, man. We watch this guy in the regular season. He's average.
Yep.
He's mediocre.
Yep. Yep.
And October comes around, and this switch is flipped. Now, I'd be ticked if I'm him. I would be. I'd be saying to Cashman and to Boone, are you kidding me? I'm Masahiro Tanaka. He could have gone nine in that game.
Bro, 67 pitches. Come on.
The one positive that may come out of it, and we'll see, is
short rest?
Yes. That becomes, and we talked about that earlier last
well,
week.
Where is he in line for now? Game five? Is that where we are with him?
If they keep him on regular rest, it's game five.
Right.
If they keep him on
right.
regular rest, game four for both teams looks like a bullpenish day.
Now, I remember one thing about game four, and you mentioned it earlier, you're right. The weather looks terrible Wednesday.
That's true.
Wednesday, it looks like it could rain all day. In fact, I see where it's 100% chance of rain Wednesday.
Yes, and if that's.
Now, maybe that changes it a little bit if they rain that game out. I don't know.
Well, here's what it changes, okay? It hurts the Yankees because now potentially they have to play four consecutive games with
right.
no off day.
And it gives the Verlander Cole an extra day.
It does, but it doesn't necessarily. Actually, it doesn't, because game six and seven will be on the exact same day. So it doesn't
that's
even
true.
Give them extra
yeah,
rest.
That's right.
And
you're
all
right.
it does,
you're
like,
right.
if you're the Yankees and the Astros, you can come
that's
back.
That's not changing that day, right?
Right. You can come back with Greinke and Tanaka on regular rest in game four, but then what do you do in game five? You know, you still have to make that decision on who's pitching game five. The Yankees, it could be Jay Happ, it could be Chad Green, it could be an opener situation. For the Astros, they took Wade Miley off the roster. We talked about Wade Miley last week. He isn't even on the roster anymore. And I get why. He stinks. He hasn't been good in 2 months. So their two options would be the rookie or Quitty, and the other option would be Brad Peacock, who Joe hasn't started a game, I think, since May.
Mm.
So the Astros don't have great options either. So the rainout just kind of flips game four and five.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Right,
it won't really
right,
impact what
right,
you do
right,
in
right.
game six or game seven. But the bird's eye view on this is, oh, the Yankees got a split. They did their job. The problem with that thinking, because I thought the same thing when the Nets got a split in Philadelphia,
right.
is when you win the first game, you want to go win the second
sure,
game.
Of course.
And the Yankees obviously had great opportunities in this game. And how about Corey Blazer embarrassing himself on national TV, the home plate umpire? Gary Sanchez.
Oh, did Sanchez strike out?
Now, before Sanchez strikes out, he pops one foul, and it hits one of those things in the ceiling. So Gary Sanchez is given a new life. That's just bad luck for the Astros, really good luck for the Yankees, and it was the second time it happened in the game. It happened with Edwin Encarnacion earlier, and he ended up striking out anyway. Gary strikes out, swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt. Sanchez, for whatever reason, maybe because he's embarrassed, says, I fouled it off. Blazer, I guess, believes him, you know, because Gary's a very honest guy. So Blazer says, all right, he can't be lying. Okay, foul ball.
Can't be lying.
We look at the replay. Joe, he wasn't within a foot of fouling that ball off.
I know it.
Now, here's my thought after that play. My thought is the Yankees are going to win the World Series. That was literally my thought.
This is exactly.
This is the moment.
They're not going to lose a game. They're just going to they're going to sweep the playoffs, right?
Yes. Because Joe,
that's what your thought process was.
No question. Because I said to myself, wait a second. Not only did Gary Sanchez strike out and Corey Blazer missed it. That's one thing. But he also popped the ball out. And it hit the guardrail on the roof.
Right.
So twice Gary Sanchez is given a new life. So my first thought was, Yankees are going to win the World Series. This is going to be the moment we remember. But you know what my second thought was? Gary, you better swing at anything close. Because this guy is going to go right out of the NBA playbook and look for a makeup call.
Yep.
Because I'm convinced Blazer realized.
Saw a few of those yesterday, by the way, in another sport, which we'll get to later.
And we always see that.
You're right.
I think Blazer knew. Oh, boy, I think I screwed this up, but there's no replay to save me. Whatever, we'll just go with it.
Anything close,
I'm calling. And Gary, and this is where you should rip. Gary, I know it's off the plate. It was a ball. We all know that. You got to swing the bat.
Yeah.
Blazer is going to call anything close. He just
screwed up. Now, I don't know how close that was, but I mean, you know, still.
It was close enough is the way I would define it. A ball. Look, I admit.
I guess it was close enough.
And Gary had a rough night, but so did a lot of guys on the Yankees.
Yep.
He took an 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts. So when you get a break, like the Minnesota Twins, remember them? They play baseball.
Do they?
Yeah.
Except
they
when they play the Yankees. They play baseball except when they're playing the Yankees.
Right. The Minnesota Twins, early on in that series against the Yankees, got a huge break because DJ LeMahieu dropped the pop-up.
Yeah, that little pop-up in the infield.
Right?
Yep.
You know what the Minnesota Twins did with that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yes, I know.
Arise grounded into a double play.
Not a thing.
So just because you get a break doesn't mean automatic. The Yankees needed to take advantage of it. I think that's where last night became more painful, that they were given this opportunity with Sanchez. It was one of their rare moments with guys in scoring position. And who knows? Look, Gary could hit a double up the alley. The Yankees may still lose the game because who knows if Jay Happ's going to be able to close it out. Like, we have no idea what's going to happen. He ends up giving up the leadoff home run to Carlos Correa. But it was a really big missed opportunity by Gary Sanchez and the Yankees. And that's, I think, the way you look at game two. It was a missed opportunity. They had a chance to come back to the Bronx up 2-0.
Yeah. No, they did. They really did. I think this series is going 7, man. And I think the Yankees could win a game 7 there. But I just get that. It has that feel to me.
You know.
It really does. I think the Yankees will win 2 of 3 at home. And they will come back to Houston up 3-2. And that's how I think it's going to play out.
I completely agree. I was saying this Saturday morning, trying to formulate what I think is going to happen.
That's exactly how I see it.
And
what do they got? The opener pitching Wednesday? If everything goes, the weather is not an issue, they're going Yankees pitching the opener Wednesday?
I would think so.
I mean,
unless,
they got to, right?
Tanaka short rest. You can go to Tanaka on short rest.
I guess you could.
I think game 4 is fascinating on what either team would do. And even if it's a rainout, okay, then fine. What do you do in game 5?
Right.
I think it creates the same kind of questions around what each team's going to do. Not just the Yankees, because the Astros, again, they're starting pitching options. Brad Peacock hasn't started a game in months and a rookie in Urquidy.
I guess you could go back to Greinke on short rest, right?
Right, but then what do you do in game 5?
Right.
Then you're going Verlander short rest.
Right, that's what, and we already,
okay,
that wasn't good against Tampa.
Sure, and then Cole on short rest, and then who pitches game 7?
Right,
maybe Zach
Greinke
on short rest.
Yeah, right.
Which the Astros can certainly do. I think what happens tomorrow afternoon is really going to dictate a lot of what we see decision-wise in game 4 and 5. Are the Astros up 2-1 or the Yankees up 2-1? But I said this Saturday, I completely agree with you. I don't know how it ends, but I have this feeling the Yankees are going to be in that same boat they were in 2017, 3-2, going back to Houston.
I do too. 100% with that. 100%.
And one of the positives you could take out of this thing is for the first time in the postseason, unlike 2017, they proved to themselves they can win a game in that building by doing what they did in game 1.
Indeed.
We'll give you a chance to win Yankee tickets throughout the show. Actually, it'll be in the 11 o'clock hour. There was a local football game yesterday. Something amazing happened. The Jets won a game.
Unbelievable.
They won a game. And we'll get to everything else from...
And look like a professional football team doing it.
They returned to the NFL, as Mike would say.
Oh, my God, yes.
And we'll get to the rest of the NFL as well. Your calls to kick it off, Beningo and Roberts here in the midday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.